Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 9-11 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Sam Deep, by the way, and Emo and the Musical Chef. Starting off this amazing hour for you on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We remember we promised you a couple of interviews. We said we're going to have Bronson Lucas, a.k.a. Mr. John Week, the CEO, in studio. Well, guess what? Mr. John Week, he so much decided he's not going to do the interview. Apparently, he's too cool to do this type of thing. He decided he's not going to show up. And I was like, ow, Mr. John Week, you're going to leave the whole country that's on standby just like that. Nah, we're playing. Mr. John Week is in the studio. And we're officially going to have a conversation. We're going to understand who he is, where he comes from, and so much more. Shaquan, You must know on Fridays we do that thing where we bring in people that we gossip about. We bring in the people that make the headlines.
Yes.
We bring in the bosses. We bring in the CEOs. We bring in the people that are in our WhatsApp groups. We bring in the people who we wonder. And like, what is the story, actually? What is the human side of this person?
Yes, true,
boys,
true.
Boys and girls, today we said we are going to bring in the CEO himself, Mr. John Week, a.k.a. Bronson Lucas. My guy, what's happening, player? What's happening?
Good morning, Black King.
How y'all doing?
How are you doing today? Okay.
Yeah.
So just to give you a little bit of context before we get into it, John_Week_CEO_ is live on Instagram.
Yes. Yeah. Live on his Insta right now.
Live from Instagram, guys.
As a brief. So go check out his live as we do this conversation.
Yeah. Now, someone is telling him to chill.
To chill.
Are you nervous?
No.
But
I
real
just,
quick.
I just woke up. I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
You're not
nervous. I'm just when I get myself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're just not a morning person.
I'm not a morning person.
What time did you sleep last night?
I slept actually early at 9.
Oh,
you slept early.
I usually sleep late. Eh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but yesterday,
it was a little bit early.
Because,
you know, I got an interview.
Exactly. So check this out, my guy.
Yeah.
Real quick. We want to find out real quick. Is this your first radio interview?
This is actually my first. My apologies, not the first.
Not the first.
Fresh.
First on fresh.
Yes, it's
first
on
fresh, my man, because you're breaking this fresh of virginity.
No.
So check this out, man. John, you have to tell us about yourself, my guy. Where are you from, bro? Where did you finish school? You know what I mean. Where's the roots from, my guy? Where's the family house?
I'm actually from Ondangwa.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, in the north.
Director Chester's from Ondangwa.
Ezela.
That's where my mom is from.
Yeah.
But my dad, of course, is foreign.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yes. When you say foreign, where is he from?
He's from SA.
From SA.
Oh, okay.
Do you speak some of the language from that side?
I actually can't speak any language from that side. Yeah.
Which root is it? Is it Zulu? Is it Xhosa? Which one is it?
It's actually Xhosa.
It's Xhosa?
Yeah, yes.
Mm. All right, okay.
It's not from here. Yeah.
No, it's not from here.
Yes.
So you grew up you said Ondangwa, right?
That's where my mom is
That's
from.
Where your
That's
mom
where
is from.
Mom
but
is
where
mom.
Did you where
grew
did you grow up?
I grew up in Windhoek. I grew up in Windhoek.
Okay. Where did you finish school?
I went to school to Ella Du Plessis.
You're Ella boy?
Yes.
Oh, where? Gomez Dals are just as easy.
And primary school before you went to Ella?
I was actually in the north. I went my primary school from grade 1 to 4.
Yeah.
I was in SA.
Okay.
And then from that point onwards, I went to 2 grades in the north and then 2 grades here at DHPS.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I mean, look, you see, the reason why we're doing this, John, just to give you a bit of a context, right, is, look, especially you are one character that, people speak about.
Yeah.
This thing happened, that thing happened.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's good to hear from the person itself.
Yeah.
Because, we just know what we know about you, which is what we read.
Yeah.
When we see you in the club. But even when we're in the club, we don't really get a chance to have a conversation. You know what I mean? It's the club, bro. Ain't nobody talking, bro.
Why are you in my ear, bro?
Why are you in my ear?
Move back.
let's just enjoy the bottles. Let's have fun. You know what I mean? So, and that's why we're doing this, my guy. Just to understand who are you. You know what I mean? Like the human side of who you are.
Yeah.
Do you play sports, my guy?
I actually don't play sports.
Yeah.
You never did?
Yeah.
I did used to play sport, but I was back then.
What was it, rugby?
No, I know soccer.
No, yeah. Probably soccer.
It was basketball.
It was basketball.
Oh, okay.
Because yeah, I was going to say he's got like a rugby type of body, bro. Like,
are you man?
Didn't you see the World Cup, my guy? This was the guy. This body was the guy. That's the body that was.
No,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But do you get that sometimes, though?
Yeah, no. I walk out.
I go to the gym. Yeah. All right. Yeah,
but it's been a while since I've been at the gym. Yeah. I used to work out a lot.
Yeah.
It used to be like my habit, you know.
The basketball thing that you used to do, was it in Windhoek? Was it just primary school?
It was
vibes?
Just in Windhoek.
Yeah,
it was just in
socially
UN,
or like
UN Plaza.
Okay,
that's where I used to go out and my free time when I was young and play that.
Throw some hoops. Okay, so I have got a question, hey.
Yeah.
So what is the one thing in your life that makes you happy, or the one thing that just grounds you? And you know, like in this case said earlier on, you know, we're just reading headlines about you, we don't really know who you are. What are some of those things that just ground you, especially when there's so much noise from the outside?
I feel like what grounds me is just you know, people being happy and good vibes, you know, good energies. It just puts me in my energy to be happy and smiling and, you know, getting to know people. I feel like I'm a people's person, like literally, like I can come somewhere and then we can socialize and so it's just the basic things, the simplest thing that makes me happy too. Just the energy around me.
Because you're a very social being, like you love people, you are around people a lot.
I like going out and stuff like that.
How much of, and I'm actually intrigued by this, like how much of what we read about you, without going into detail as of yet, how much of what we read about you is true, and how much of it would you say is false?
I feel like there's always two sides of the story. So, I mean, that what people read about is what people are saying about me, actually. But it's not about what I'm saying about something like that. So I just feel like people need to be more, I mean, both-sided and just neutral before they can jump into conclusions.
Do you feel that you have, how do I say this? Do you feel that you have been misunderstood?
I feel like people in general are negative. And they literally want something bad for other people because maybe of what they are going through in life and stuff like that. So people would obviously attack someone, maybe, I don't know, out of envy, jealousy. I don't want to focus on those aspects especially.
I understand,
But much of it is not, of all of it is not true what's happening out there.
Okay.
And it's just a character kind of, you know, I don't know. But
so it's like basically reflective of them and not necessarily.
And not you.
Okay.
And I'm happy that Shaquan asked that question because, I mean, I don't want to say sure of you. You are proud of what you have. You know what I mean? You're proud of what you have.
Do you feel that you show off?
No, I feel like I'm the most humble person.
Okay, Lucas, come for you.
Yeah.
You know you're good looking, right?
I'm not even sure if I'm good looking.
Come on,
you know you are, right?
I'm not even sure of that.
You know that you could walk past people and they'll be like, damn, who's that snack? You know that, right?
No, I'm so humble, I don't even see that.
But you know that you're good looking.
If I hear it from somebody, I'm gonna say to you, thank you so much that you see me that way, my appearance wise. I'm grateful for it, but I'm that humble that I don't even see myself in that context. When I wake up, I don't see myself in the mirror like I'm handsome.
But you need to listen, and this is really, really big. Like, a lot of the times, you know, we wait for other people to somewhat see that and validate that for us. But you're a black king. You're a handsome, beautiful black king. Like, you need to know that for yourself.
So
do you feel that because of your appearance, or probably even spaces that you are in yourself, that's maybe why people judge you and misunderstand you?
Maybe one of the reasons can be that because some people feel threatened by other people that they might think maybe they are better, but actually those guys don't even think that way about them. Like whenever I see people, I don't look at their appearance wise or whoever is better or not. I go for what I like, of course, but that's up to me. It's not them. I don't compare myself with people. And that's why most of the time you don't see me compare. I speak about facts about myself, not about this guy or talking about
someone's
name.
Else.
Unless if I really have to clear my name of something, then I will mention someone's name.
Of course.
Okay.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do, you remember that that interview that the late AKA had on East Coast Radio? When, what was the name? I think it was Bongani. The drive dude at the time. So we're going to do something similar, right? We're going to refer to this person as Rihanna. As Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Your latest previous situation.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, quick questions about Rihanna.
Yeah.
Do you still love this woman? Do you still love Rihanna?
No, of course not.
You've moved on from Rihanna.
I've moved on. I move on so fast. One thing about me, like my mentality, my mental, like I'm quite strong. If I decide something, then it's done.
Are there things that Rihanna has done to you in private that people just don't know about and you decide to keep it to yourself?
Relationship wise, there's a lot happening when people are, of course, dating. But I really don't want to talk about someone on the radio.
No. Her name is Rihanna.
We're talking about Rihanna.
Yeah, it's Rihanna.
Exactly.
But it's John.
I just don't want to. One thing for sure is that I moved on a long time ago. I'm happy in my life. I'm happy where I'm at.
Where you're at.
In my space.
So
whatever happens there, I don't even think about it. Like I said.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And moving on from Rihanna, do you have a new Nicki Minaj now?
Is there
a new Nicki Minaj now?
Do you know what? Why? And the reason is because a lot of people want to know. Like the nation at large,
the community.
You're on the spotlight. What do you mean? The community and the country at large want to know. This really handsome man, is he available? Does he want to mingle?
Or is it undefined?
Yes. Can I take you out for dinner? Because you know, ladies are doing that now. They're pulling up, right? Yeah. What's your favorite drink?
So many favorite drinks, eh?
Okay, but, if you take a lady out for dinner, for example, what are you having?
I don't want to promote brands, but I do have drinks. If it's alcohol, then it's alcohol.
Okay, whatever it is that you drink. Maybe she wants to buy you a bottle, over some good pasta or something.
Know, if she knows, if she really likes me, she would know whatever I post on my Instagram and she would know what it is.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
So just a surprise, to surprise the king
surprise
or something.
Me. I like surprises.
My man, he likes surprises.
Yeah, whatever anyone can give me that's a gift for free, I take it with a whole heart.
Okay, so listen, are you available to mingle? Stop chasing, bruh.
I'm not available to mingle.
You're gone, boy?
Come on. No, I'm not available to mingle.
My man. I appreciate it. We've got Bronson Lucas in studio, aka Mr. John Weaker, the CEO. We've got a little surprise for you, my man.
Stick around.
Don't go anywhere.
Hide and Seek, a great game to play when you're 10. Not
ready?
Wrap up the year with Fresh FM's gift of festive music.
It's 9:26 on the Mibi's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We're feeling festive here as we just as we giving you personalities that we know for a fact you talk about. Personalities that I know for a fact, that we know for a fact, that you ask these questions like who is this guy? You know what I mean? And like he confirmed right now, most of the stuff that has been written about him is not true. It's perhaps just a misconception.
That
people have of him. John Week, the CEO, in studio. Shaquan, you had an interesting question for John off air.
Oh, yes. What I was asking is just if you think to a certain extent that the company that you have has somewhat been detrimental to you and your brand.
No, definitely. If you keep people around you, especially in the places that you hang around, clubs and stuff like that, you get the wrong energies and spirits, and people that are not there. I mean, having your back or having your good at heart. I mean, we always hear these things from our parents, how you must be careful of
friends. We never listen.
And we never listen.
But you do mean me. I mean, I did have the wrong kind of friends that took advantage of me, financially, and also just many other things. But I feel like it's just a learning curve.
It's a learning
curve
for
you to be a better person in life.
Do you feel that you are, like, you've experienced enough in terms of knowing how to discern as to this person is meant for me, this is a good person, this person doesn't need to be there? Like, do you feel that you have genuine people around you now?
That's kind of hard to tell from judging from, because human beings are not like machines. You don't know what someone is thinking. You know, someone can have wrong intentions. But at the moment, I do feel like, I mean, that whatever happened in my life made me a stronger person and a better person. But yet again, like I said, you're dealing with human beings, so you cannot really tell.
Mm. Yeah. Do you know what, Ne?
Yeah.
I am a little bit perplexed.
Yeah.
Mm. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to... Yes, I don't know you. I mean, I've never met you, right? Yeah, yeah. But I just feel like I'm talking to someone completely different than the person that we follow on Instagram.
That we follow on Instagram. or that we've read about.
That we've read about. Yeah. Do you feel to a certain extent that you put on somewhat of a... I don't know, like a front or a facade on social media.
Character.
Like a character for social media, and then there's you, the real person that we are talking to right now.
Mm. No, I actually don't feel like so, because if you know me in real life, you know me. Like even things that were happening to me or whatever happens to me, people that know me will be like, no, that's not how Bronson or John Wick is.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I put on any image, but one thing about me, I don't like to be... perceived. I would always say my part because I'm very outspoken, you know?
I'm
quiet in real life, but I do speak my mind. Like whatever is not true, I don't stand for it. So I don't support something that's not true. So sometime maybe on my Instagram or somewhere, I would say things, but I'm just trying to say my point and clear facts out.
Do you feel that has been a problem for you? Because, you know, I ask this question because, you know, like sometimes people say things and people will always talk, especially for someone in your position.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you sometimes feel like, sometimes, because, you know, we are, like you're saying, we're human beings and we act out of emotions. And sometimes you say something to retaliate what is being said about you, like on gossip blogs or whatever it is. Because you're triggered in that moment, you react to it. Are there times that you just go back a little bit later on and you're like, man, maybe I shouldn't have said anything. Do you feel that it's maybe time for you to just step away and not say anything anymore?
The only time that I feel that way is when I made somebody feel bad.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, it wasn't really worth it for me to make that somebody feel like that.
Mm.
Or when perhaps I sounded a bit not so humble, because I always like to be humble, honestly. I like to be humble. There's so many things I can say that will not sound humble, but I try my best to minimize that for it to sound just like I'm talking about something.
Because, you know, sometimes as gentlemen, you know, like, because as a man, you're out here in this world, bro.
Yeah.
It's rough out here.
Yeah, yeah.
So sometimes you have to put on that rough exterior, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. But what I'm getting from you right now is that you probably are very sensitive and a soft-spoken guy. Like, you're very thoughtful, aren't you? Because that's the energy that I'm getting right now, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, not sensitive, because if I was, I wouldn't handle things that people say.
Yeah, of course.
Because at the end of the day, I'm still doing good. I'm still, you know, my business is doing good.
Yeah.
I'm doing good as a person.
That's great.
You know, she just said, now I look good, which I appreciate.
Yeah, come on.
speaking of business.
Yeah.
Now, John Wick CEO is a known baller in the capital city. He's a known baller.
What, Mike? I have a question.
Yeah.
Oh, my Geldman.
Bokos, bro. Bokos.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
What was the most you have spent in an evening?
The most I've spent in the evening was like 180.
A year, man.
180,000 Namibian dollars.
A year. Yes. On dog. Like here in Namibia SA?
Not here, in SA.
$180,000. Where was this? At Konka or what? Where was this?
Yeah, I think that was in Konka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I'm a single mama of two boys. They're twins.
Yeah.
And when you say things like 180, name me heart just burning. It's a lot of money. I could do a lot of things.
You know what I mean? Okay, but how about in Windhoek? In Windhoek, what was the most that you remember that you...
I think it was 40 or 50K. And that was at the catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was in one night.
In one night, yeah.
At that time, I used to go out so much.
Mm.
So I would spend like this weekend 30, the other weekend 20. So
you don't go out much anymore?
I do, but there isn't just places that are... It's like it's getting too much now. So I'm trying to withdraw a bit from going out too much.
Mm.
Yeah.
And just trying to find myself.
Because you got a woman at home now. I love that for you.
I actually want to find myself
more. Hello, don't ignore my question.
Yeah, but like I was saying, I actually want to find myself more with closer to God and spiritually.
My man.
So I'm trying to withdraw so much from going out to God.
I know. That's good.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of course, she can't ask you about the friendships that you have right now.
Yeah.
And also just like your influence, your circle, and hearing now that you want to get a little closer to God. That is amazing.
Definitely.
I've got something here for you, Buddha. Quickly have a listen.
All right.
You know, and one thing that people don't know about Brown is that he's a very caring guy. He doesn't like, you know, he likes everything to flow in the rightful way. Everything to be okay, so to say. He doesn't like, you know, seeing people suffering. He will always come through for you. And one thing that he surprised me the most with is the mere fact that he does donations but doesn't show off like that, like go on and tell on social media and show that he's doing this and that, but he does that. And he's very caring, as I said. One thing also, like Brown, he's like, he's, as I said in the beginning, he's very hardworking, serving a lot of businesses. That, and one thing that people must know is that Brown doesn't show off. Like, whenever to come to business, he's doing a lot of stuff, and he's really adding value to our economy so much. And he doesn't show off, understand? He doesn't say, I'm doing this and that. And people don't know what he's up to. That's why people are always, you know, saying this and that about him. And that's what I'm saying, is very humble, because he doesn't show off that way. He just show what he has, maybe like what he can afford, what he has. And a lot of people are going on about that, or, you know, he's flashing. But then, come on, he's working hard. He's really hard working. He doesn't like poverty. That's one thing about him. He doesn't like poverty. He makes sure that he works very, very, very hard. Whatever he does, he do it with perfection. That is one thing that I like about him, and inspire me as well to do the best. Take, yeah. You know, like, I look, guys, I've seen this guy make, like, he made so much that I can't, you know, I need to level up as well. So I forced myself to level up as well, because look, when you are around someone that is so amazing, someone that's so caring, someone that's so, you know, loving, and he's doing so good, you are also just forced to, you know, level up and catch up, you understand? Because he's really amazing. He's a really, really amazing guy. Loving, as I say. He loves people. He's, imagine someone doing donations and he doesn't show off. He won't know, you understand? For me, he's my brother. Because he's been good to me since day one. And he never disappoints me whenever, you know, we are together, whatever we do. He's always there for me, and I'm always there for him as well.
That's your boy Jeremiah, bro.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Yeah.
That's so touching, though. Yo, that's my brother, yeah.
How long have you guys been friends for?
Oh, for many years, actually. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so retouching. I appreciate and I'm grateful for what he just said there.
Yeah.
And one of the things he mentioned, which is so true, is that I help so many people out. Mm. I donate, but I never mention it on my Instagram. Mm. And I don't post it. But the people that I help in my life,
they know.
I help so many people, like literally a lot of people that I helped, like in Namibia, that I always help. And, you know, family-wise, you know, individuals, you know, companies that I help. And also the other thing that you mentioned, which is we should be highlighted, is that I have many businesses, but people just see me as
the forex.
But like, I actually want that narrative to be that way, because I don't want my businesses to be affected.
I allow
it to be that way. Okay. I allow it.
Hold a thought, guys. We have one last voice note here.
Okay.
When it was announced that you're going to be on radio, she was like, I have to give this guy his flowers.
Okay.
Have a listen.
I actually wanted to pop up today at your radio interview and surprise you with some flowers and a cute message. But then I thought, let me send you this voice note because something came up. I have to fly to the north, so I'm busy getting ready. But I hope this message will be felt in my absence. As the world tunes in to your voice today, hearing you speak on radio, I wanted to take a moment to share a glimpse of the incredible person you are beyond the public eye. John Wick, as you call yourself, the alias, false identity known as Woman Beater, that echoes through the internet, often overshadows the real warm-hearted and humble individual that is Brownson. In the hustle and bustle of social media, where perceptions can be misleading, it's absolutely necessary to let the listeners know the truth about you. Behind the scenes, you are not just an inspiring fear force, but a caring soul, a soft-spoken inspiration, tirelessly working to empower the youth on their journey to become successful entrepreneurs. Despite the bumps on our journey with Save My Ship, there's always a better way to chart our course. You know, I love you and respect you so much, and I know you feel the same way about me too. Let's find a new platform to showcase the real you. To those who may misunderstand you, let's guide them to see the loving, kind, and respectful man you are. one who cherishes elders and reciprocate respect. I've always believed in you, Brownson, and it's time for the majority to experience the real you that I've come to know and love. Let people see the genuine purpose that drives you. I'm happy you are making lemonade from all the lemons that came your way. Embrace the opportunity during this interview to share your passion, your dedication, and the warmth that defines you. Offer a window into your heart so that others may understand the real Brownson, the catalyst for positive change, encouraging and empowering the next generation. Remember, the power to reshape perceptions lies in your words. Let the world see the authenticity that makes you extraordinary. With warm regards, Julia Boslady. I love you and I'll always be proud of you. I am watching you and keep making me happy. Be the better person that I know.
So y'all went behind my
back. Let people see that.
So y'all went behind my back and just got all these positive things.
You're lucky we didn't go to Rihanna. I'm joking.
Exactly.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's Julia Boslady. She's so close to me. She's like my sister. You know?
Yeah.
And she was there since day one. So I really appreciate it. I love it. And I want to say to her, I'm grateful and I'm thankful for what she said. And she's just being honest, actually. She's a very honest person. So, yeah, you guys, next time you must tell me if you are doing this.
We can't tell you everything. All right, so we've run a little bit out of time, hey? Yeah. So maybe before we go, because we spoke a lot about misconceptions and so forth, right? And I really hope that people who are listening right now have somewhat got an idea of who you really are as a person. Maybe the side that you don't really showcase on social media.
Yeah.
So a few questions before you leave.
Yeah.
Did you actually build your mom a house?
Yes, I did. 100%.
Okay. Was there ever a point that you neglected your mom?
There was never a point.
Never a point.
I was always the one that is there. I wouldn't say me alone. Of course, my other siblings too. But yeah, there was never a point that I didn't do. I've always been.
You've always taken care of her.
Taking care of her.
Okay.
More,
So when it comes to Rihanna and it comes to, let's call her Doja Cat, the things that we've read about you laying your hands on them, is it true or not?
That is not true. It's not true. I disagree with it. It was never done. There was no images. There is nothing. It's just somebody saying words because thinks there was a misunderstanding. But there was never ever a time that I laid hands on them.
Okay. Yes. So your cases are still going on, or were they thrown out?
I don't know how to. I can't really comment because my lawyer said I shouldn't comment.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Yeah. So you're gonna buy us KFC or not?
Yeah, I'm gonna buy you guys KFC.
With a poker.
Y'all must buy.
We did a lot of things for you. Okay. Cool.
John Wick, the CEO. Thank you so much for your time, my man. We appreciate you. We wish you all the best with your with your journey ahead. And look, all we can say on French Breakfast is that we provide the platform, we highlight, we understand who the person is, and you shared your truth, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. No, we do, and we celebrate you and keep shining and thriving,
thank
man.
Thank you so much. Yeah, that's so sweet. Thank you.
That's it, my man. We've got Osin number the Namibian pound coming up right
she
after
this.
She
got all the money.
Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.